talking about distance, you say, well, I don't know exactly how far it is, but it's just a little, what?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Well, you say
just a little way.
Okay. And if you had been traveling and still had about 500 miles to go, you'd say you
still... Yeah, it's a good way to go.
Okay. And do you ever hear people say a fur piece? Mm-hmm. People would say that?
Yeah.
How would they use that instead?
He said... Well, not down here. You won't hear fur piece, but oh, you might hear them because they're just making fun, uh-huh. You know. But he would say he has a fur piece to go.
Uh-huh. And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you say, oh, you can find that just about
anywhere.
And if someone slipped on the ice or something and fell this way, you say he fell over
backward
and this way
forward.
And if you've been fishing, and I ask you, did you catch any fish? You might say, no. What, the one? No.
They didn't bite?
Uh-huh. Would you ever say, I didn't catch nary one? Do you ever hear that expression?
I've heard it, but they don't use it down here.
Uh-huh. And
I didn't catch a one. Okay. That's what they'd say down here.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you... Did what?
Cleared it.
And wheat is tied up into a...
bundle?
Okay. And then they take the bundles and pile them into a...
I don't know.
What
stack?
About? Okay. And talking about how much wheat you raise to an acre, you might say we raise 40... What of wheat to an acre?
Bundles?
Or 40. Talking about the bushel, you say we raise 40.
Bushels?
Okay. And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Mill it.
Okay. And say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it, or another way of saying that.
We will have to do it?
Or instead of saying we, you'd say. Did you ever say me and you or you and I or?
Yeah. I've used both. I've put myself first and I've put someone else first too.
What would you probably say?
You and I.
Okay. What if you're talking about, say, some man and yourself? You'd say.
He and I.
And you say, well, this job, say he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He wants.
You talking about both?
Uh-huh. You say he wants.
Both of us?
Okay. And if you knock at the door and they ask who's there and you know that they recognize your voice, you'd say it's.
Me?
And if it was some man, you'd say it's.
It's he.
Okay, and if it's a woman?
It is she.
And if it's two people?
They.
And you say he's not as tall as...
She.
We're talking about yourself. He's not as tall.
He's not as tall as I.
Or I'm not as tall.
As he.
And he can do that better.
He can do that better than me.
Okay. And,
My little girl had all of this, and I know I'm getting it wrong. She had this in English last 6 weeks, and I couldn't help at all.
I'm just interested in what you would say.
Well, I use both because, you know, sometimes I think this has a lot to do with people's mood when they put themselves first.
Uh-huh.
You know? It all depends on their mood.
Yes, it's hard to... It's something you don't think about,
yeah.
You know, if you say which one would you say,
yeah.
It's hard to...